What's up, y'all? Welcome to Conversation Piece with Patrick Armstrong. I am the titular Patrick, and this is a show where we talk about the missing pieces of the conversations we're already having. Shout out to our returning listeners, and a high five and hello to everybody joining us for the very first time. I appreciate you being here in 2024, the year of the nap. My guest today is a man of many talents, content marketing specialist, creative director, artist, educator, and public speaker. He is the founder of Driven, a marketing company that fuels your ambitions through visual storytelling and content creation. It is my honor and privilege to welcome Damel Bolden to the show. Damel, what is good?
Man, Patrick, thanks for having me here. Took a lot to get here, right?
Yeah, a little bit. We got here one piece, got here safe and sound, man, so excited here. About that.
We are here, safe and sound, blessed. Thanks so much for having me on, man. I'm looking forward to diving in on all that's to come, right? And all that we have to talk about today. So thanks a ton, man.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you here. Been loving the stuff that I've been seeing from since I started following you over the past couple months. So I'm really excited to dive into that. For folks who may not know who you are, though, do you mind sharing just a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I'd say I am a very passionate individual with whatever it is that I come into and a part of, you know, but I have my own business, as you mentioned, Driven LLC. So within that, the way that I like to describe that is whatever the product or service that someone has or whatever they're passionate about, right? I use my abilities through photography, videography, graphic design, marketing strategy, social media creation, and over the overarching aspects of, you know, digital marketing to convert whatever that product, service, that message, that story, that brand is, to create that around their points of conversion for whatever that company has. So that's what my business basically entails in. But, you know, a little bit more about myself. I'm, like I mentioned, just passionate, man. I'm all about expression and connection. So I'd say, like, that's the best way to kind of describe myself. Born and raised in Lynchburg, Virginia. Shout out to the 434. If y'all are watching this, man, shout out to y'all. You already know how I feel about two up, two down. So, man, yeah, came from Virginia, moved out here to Indianapolis in August of 2023. And we're just here shaking and moving, man, just trusting God through it all.
Hell yeah. I can, as soon as you came in the building, I could feel your passion. When you talk about being a passionate person, I could feel it. And even in this conversation before we got on mic, like we had to stop talking because we had to save some of it for the recording.
But bars in the chat.
100%. But I can just feel it. And I appreciate that so much. And I feel like I can feel it in your work as well. You just moved to Indianapolis. What brought you here?
Well, you know, an opportunity to expound upon my creativity is what brought me out here initially. And, you know, within that, going into that move, I had been in Virginia my whole life, man. Literally the first 24 years of my life was spent in the mountains of Lynchburg, Virginia, near the water of Norfolk, Virginia, where I went to school at Old Dominion University. And then most recently from Richmond, Virginia, which is the capital of this state there in Virginia. So as I mentioned, two up, two down, that's where I'm from. So representing that, I knew I wanted to jump out and endeavor in something bigger and greater. I wanted to touch all those places. But ultimately, you know, the big stage of here being in Indianapolis what brought me out. And we're just here making the most of it, man. And it's just been a great ride so far.
I love that you just called Indianapolis the big stage. I feel like I don't know I've ever heard anybody say that. And you come from Virginia where there is, like, Virginia is a big stage. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on in there. I mean, the capital of the country is in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Relatively and it's just close,
like, Yeah. And it's just like, I appreciate that. You know, like, I'm trying to build community here as I've found myself back here over the last 3.5 years. And realizing just how incredible this city is and how many incredible people are here. And now that you've found yourself here, I think is awesome to be able to infuse the passion that you bring into the communities that exist here already. Talking about Virginia a little bit, what I feel like that just runs in your blood. Like, what's something about Virginia that you know you carry with you as you find yourself here in Indianapolis?
You know, I'd say first and foremost, the resiliency. You know, going back to what you mentioned about Indianapolis and your perspective that you may have from time to time of this city here, think about it like this. The Colts are here, right? Mm. The Pacers are here, right?
Yep.
Indy 11's coming up, right?
Yep.
So with me having an infatuation for entertainment and sports in Virginia, man, that's not there. You have to drive 3.5-4 hours to even get to the Commanders, the Capitals, the Wizards. And if you want to go down, you have to go to see the Carolina Panthers, which is another 3.5-4 hours away.
Yep.
So that's what I mean by that, the resiliency. Like, for me and what I'm passionate about, to be able to see that vision, in which I talk about all the time with being driven, man, like, whatever you're driven and inspired to do and become, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It has to happen.
Yeah.
So that resiliency is what I've carried with me from all of my transitions from as a kid, man. Like, whatever is in front of me, whatever opportunity and whatever adversity also is in my way, like, nothing's going to stop me from ultimately getting to that next step in that next phase, man. So to answer your question, resiliency is what I've carried from Virginia for sure.
I appreciate that. And like you say, driven, like, you literally had to drive all of these different places to find these things. And so it does make sense. I appreciate that perspective on Indy because it is right here. Like, for me, where I live now with my wife, like, we only have to go 10, 15 minutes and we can get to Gainbridge. We can get to Lucas Oil. You know, we don't necessarily always think about proximity a lot of times when we live in it, you know, when we have it. And for that perspective shift, I think is super important. And speaking of adversity, you and your mom survived a pretty traumatic car accident. You have that written. That's like part of your big story on your website when you're talking about yourself. You've talked about how you knew that God kept you alive for a reason after that moment and that you were more driven than ever to realize your dreams. I was wondering, what were the dreams that you had prior to the accident and did they change post-accident?
Well, I'll say it like this. First, awesome question. You know, I love speaking on this topic. I don't get to talk about it much, man. So thanks for, like, bringing this up and wanting to know more, genuinely. That car accident is my first memory, man. So to answer your question of what was the dream before then, man, I was 2 years old. So
Literally
my first memory of my whole life is hearing Ludacris playing, falling down a 30-foot cliff, man. Like, really try to envision that. Like, that's my first memory of my entire life, right? So anything after that point of understanding and knowing, like, man, like, I'm still here. Like, no quote to Drake, but I'm still here, dog. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like understanding and knowing that, but then also having the prior existence of my faith within what I'm in a day-to-day moment. Like now, like, even with me getting here, I just had a little fender bender before I got here for this podcast, just FYI. But I'm saying all that to say, like, all of those things that have happened and that did happen, I haven't let that stop me. Right. So the dream hasn't changed. I think the dream has been an accumulation of the culture that I've been influenced by, the surroundings that I've been surrounded by, my family, my friends, my loved ones, the music that I listen to, and the music that I create. But it's like all of these things that I'm super intentional about within my subconscious mind, I'm then beginning to express that too within the dreams that I've already been feeling and seeing inspiration from other people, including yourself, man. So, that's what the dream sort of is, and it continues to grow and form as my skill set grows and forms too. So I'm hoping I'm making sense, but I hope that's understandable.
I appreciate you sharing that, and I apologize if I feel like I didn't do my homework enough on that question because I didn't realize it was so early in your life. And what that made me think about when you're explaining it is like that moment of adversity, that trauma is like foundational. It happened so early. I was adopted, so I have this foundational trauma of separation from my first family. Mm. And that, as I've come to understand my own story, informs the way that I now navigate the world because I navigated differently before I understood that. And so you have this foundational moment that pushes you forward. You know, like you said, God kept you alive for a reason. Mm-hmm. It fuels your drive. And you have now, like the dreams that form post this moment are like the drive that you have is something that comes out of that foundational trauma. And so I'm wondering, what were those first dreams that you started to have? And like, what were the things, the passions that you had that you wanted to chase and that you were like, I got to go after these things?
Yeah. The very first ones, right? It's funny. I have to send this to you so you can put it up, right?
All right.
But second grade year, right? My teacher asked me, Demel, what do you want to be when you grow up? The first thing that I said, I believe I said I wanted to be an NBA player, right? After that, I said I wanted to be a rapper. I said I wanted to be fast. And then I believe I said something along the lines of that I wanted to have a lot of friends because I care about people.
Sure.
So to answer that question, those are some of the first things. But, you know, ultimately, I think at the core and root of it, it was understand that I wanted to be influential through my gifts and then also just be at a high level, man. I'm not really interested in you know, just performing below what I know I can do. So I'm always looking to exceed and expound upon that, which hence why my business is called what it is. So
100%.
Yeah, man.
I think I read that you were interested in photography in high school. I believe I read.
Yeah.
But you really picked up the camera for the first time when you got it as a gift from your grandma in March of 2019.
Yeah.
Shout out to March, my birthday month. So we got to shout that out.
Pisces in the building.
Ooh. That's what it is.
Okay.
Do you remember the feeling the first time you started to shoot something with the camera? Like what it felt like to be behind that lens?
Bro, like, really just like I had the tools and the gifts to like share my feelings, man.
Mm.
That's initially what it started off as. You know, I mentioned prior to, you know, just introducing myself as expression, right?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of how my photography career and that element of what I do now started was just expression. So getting behind that lens initially was just like, oh, wow, I can do it. Because
sure.
Prior to that, it was shooting a three, you know, with basketball and just expressing myself through sport, through dancing and pregame warmups and things of that sort. But then it's like, no, I have a whole nother device, a whole nother tool that I can express with and allow people to feel that same energy that they felt on that court through my lens. So, yeah, man. Yeah, that's I wish I could go back to that feeling, though, but
for sure.
I'm, like, chasing that with new endeavors now and just, like, new realms of creativity. So,
yeah,
man.
Sidebar, I have, since we've been focusing on Indianapolis, a lot of my guests are themselves hoopers. I would consider yourself to be one as well because we've been talking about it a little bit. What positions did you play? Like, what was your favorite part about the game?
Yeah.
Or what is your favorite part about the game?
I'd say towards, like, when my career got very serious, which was in high school, I played all throughout. I played a lot of stretch four.
Okay.
Was very well known for shooting the 3-point shot, as I mentioned before. That's a little bit of where my entrepreneur endeavors started though. I had a company called Splash Season, where I was selling t-shirts. I had the whole hand sign right here. This is it right here.
Okay.
I'll be sure to send you some information on that too.
Sure.
Right. So, but that's kind of how that started. And then, just continuation of you know, everything going on. That's what I began to continue to expound upon, and here we are now. But, yeah, stretch four, can handle a little bit, played a little bit of guard, played a little bit of three, played a little bit of five if needed be. I'm 6'4", so wherever I'm needed. But, honestly, I'd say playing in that 3-4 spot is my favorite, though.
Okay, you like to shoot scorer or, like, facilitator?
Both, but mainly facilitator. I like throwing some dimes for sure.
Okay.
Like if I'm in a 2-on-1 transition, I'm definitely drawing that defender and going behind the back pass with it. Like no question.
Okay. We got to hoop some time. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You got to let me know where the runs are at, man.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Okay. We'll definitely talk about it after this. Okay. Back to being behind the lens for the first time. Was there anything in particular that you liked to shoot? Like obviously you were doing basketball. Like you kind of had that vision where mm-hmm. you're entrepreneurial, like mind was going. Was that something that you liked to do, or was there a certain subject, you know, for your expression that you liked to get on the lens, get on the camera?
You know, I think initially it was just interacting with people. You know, when I got into the photography game, I was in college, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in an awesome network to be able to meet different people, connect with different people. So I think at the root and core of it, as I mentioned, I'm a people person, man. So it was like, man, how can we make who you are like awesome? I think that's really what the core of it was.
Sure.
And there was a few moments that were just like awesome within the way that they were receptive. I think within 5 months in, I did a photo at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, literally right near my campus, right? And when I posted that on social media, I think it got over 70,000 likes. So imagine like the entire state of Virginia, roughly.
Yeah.
At least in that bubble that I was in, you know, seeing my work within 5 months and having that intuition based on my faith to then take that step and see that sort of return on my passion and creativity was just unreal, man. But initially just started as, you know, just people, really. Yeah. It wasn't like this subject, this. No, it was just like, I want to express creativity and do it with awesome people and make awesome memories. So,
sure. So it's like you're expressing your creativity by bringing out the expressions of other folks, like who find themselves in front of the camera for you.
Exactly. Pinpointed. And that's what, you know, my slogan is and my motto is fueling your visions with the gifts that God has given.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like whatever that vision that you may have, whatever that vision that I may have, using those, that combination and that mesh.
It's a collaboration, your work.
That's it.
Okay. I love that.
Yep.
I appreciate you sharing about this first kind of viral moment, because that's what I wanted to ask you about was one, like reading about your story and checking out all the work that you do, like it feels like it happened very fast. Like you're driven and you're driving like 95, like you in a 65, like you're flying down the road and
reckless.
You're making it work.
Lord.
No, you're driving under control. Cause it's like you're intentional about it and
For
you
sure.
want to make it work. That's why that's the fast driving, in that metaphor. What was it like to see that virality come about with that photo at the Tropical Smoothie mm-hmm. Cafe? And what was the photo too? Like what was the picture of?
Yeah. So the photo was of this lady. I don't want to call her a lady. We'll call her a woman, one of my friends.
Yeah.
And at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe that I was at, they had like a decorated table, right? It's a decorated table that has like different shapes on it and different colors. And I always would go there and I was like, yo, one day I'm going to take a photo with that and make it look cool. So I did it and she like laid her head. I'm trying to keep the mic right? But she laid her head on the table and I shot very level, like on a level with that. And, you know, just use my different lighting techniques, different things I was learning at that time. And I think that's where, you know, my marketing mind started to grow and develop because,
sure.
of course, that's what I went to school for. But then also my photography abilities were growing as well. So the way that I created the copy, it was, you know, walked in a tropical smoothie. Me, can you place your head on this table for me? Quote it with the semicolon and then just drop the picture before and after. And the rest is history. But, you know, continuing to develop that marketing mind and meshing that with the creative ability that I have, you know, gained is like, it's so much fun for me, man. And
yeah.
I'm just continuing to find those pockets and seams where I can be of service.
I love like how, not just how quickly things were happening for you at that time, but how it seems like you're like, okay, I have to pull my marketing skill. I have to pull the post-production creativity behind, like
yeah.
I have to build these skills out. When did you realize like, okay, I can do all of these things and incorporate all of this into what I want to do?
I don't necessarily look at it as a matter of when. I just think that with the overarching understanding that I can do what I put my mind to, I can learn how to.
Sure.
You know, like I literally said to one of my guys, man, shout out to AJ Poindexter too. Definitely look him up. I was telling him like, think about that one decision that you had when you said, okay, I'm going to pick up this camera and then think about where you are now.
Mm.
So like, think about you with this podcast, right, Patrick?
Mm-hmm.
The one decision that you made, I'm going to do this thing. And then think about all of the memories, all of the connections, all the opportunities that have came just from that one thing. For me, I use that same mindset with photography, videography, graphic design, website development. Like all of these different things that I have built the skills to do, I think about if I were to add this one skill set, this one toolkit, this one entity to what I already have working for me, what can it do?
Right.
So
how do I keep building upon like what I have? It's not like you don't just build out the plateau. It's like you build a mountain.
Exactly. And that's something that I'll tell you within this transition moving here to Indy has been like a huge wake up call for me to like be in, because, you know, I thought, oh man, I'm here. I'm in Indianapolis. This skill set, what I have, is going to be enough to get me to where I ultimately, like I mentioned in this dream, right? It's like what I'm seeing. But it's like, no, man, you have to be a student of the game. Whatever your craft is, you can't let that go. You can't let that die.
Okay.
So that's something else too, man. It's like, it's never a destination.
Right.
It's never a destination. And, you know, Nipsey Hussle says all the time, like, it's a marathon. So,
That's something I've been really like internalizing myself. It's about loving the process. Like you're so focused on the result, you're going to struggle when the bad things happen during the process. You're not going to enjoy it. And if you can't enjoy staying grounded in the moments of when you're doing the work, then the result's going to pass you by a little bit. And that's what I get from the work that you do. And like the way that you talk about it is very much like, I love doing this. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm driven to do this. Like, these are my God-given gifts. I love to do it. And, like, the results speak for themselves in the work that you're doing. And it really shows that you love the process of making it happen.
For sure, man. I thank you so much for, like, saying that and, like, making what God has given me feel seen. Like, that gives me, like, even more confirmation and validation to, like, keep going with what I want to do next, man. So thanks a ton, man.
100%. You said that when you got here to Indy after you moved from Virginia that you realized, oh, I have to continue to be this student. Was there a specific moment or something that happened that you were like, okay, the mountain that I've built, I'm like, I'm at the top, but there's more mountain to be climbed. There's more rocks or whatever to put into place. Was there something that triggered that for you, or was it just like the hustle and bustle of being in this particular city?
I'd say definitely like the video aspect. I think a lot of my stuff that I've done in the past and that people know me for is photography. But when it comes to video, I'd say that has been something where initially when I got here, of course I can do video, right? But it's like, no, there's levels to it, just like with everything. So that's where I tell you, like, a ton of my time and energy has intentionally been in and delving into, because, I mean, who doesn't like a good video?
That's right. That's why I started doing video for the podcast. Why I got to get some video on here. Yeah, like, I got to be doing this shit in person. I got to be having that high quality production value, like figuring that out. And unlike, so what I admire about you is like, you're like, I'm going to learn all of this stuff. For me, I was like trying to learn it, but then I was like, why don't I work with people who also already know how to do this, who can help me elevate my game?
Yeah.
And so I can focus on the gifts that I have, which is the gift of gab, the ability to speak or to do the research or have these conversations.
Yeah.
And then work with really incredible people like John, like Mike, to take this podcast, this product, my baby, to where I want it to go.
Much respect to that, man. I think eventually I feel like I'm going to get to that point where I'm doing that. But, you know, something else too, like within my my toolbox, as we mentioned, right? Like I went to school for, as I mentioned, marketing. But in addition to that, I also had a focus and study on being a training specialist. There's a lot that I was able to learn with facilitating information and then understanding information to then relay that to different demographics, different listeners. So within that, you know, I'm still in, as I would see, as infancy stages of ultimately what I'm trying to work and build and craft and just what I feel led to do. So eventually I feel there's going to come a time where I'm teaching a lot more and giving back in that sort of aspect. So kudos on that aspect. And you actually just like, man, I'm just going to go ahead and build this up, because there's different routes to go, but, you know, salute on the route that you're going, man. So we're definitely going to tap in on that for sure.
I appreciate that. It's a combination of privilege, opportunity, timing, like circumstance. There's a whole host of reasons why I chose to go the route that I've gone. But I think it's interesting. You're like, you're still in the infancy stages, because I look at the work that you've done. I look at some of the people that you've been able to work with. You were just in Times Square for New Year's Eve in New York City. Like, that's a huge gig. Like, that's a big time thing to go there and do that work. You work with the school that you were at. You've gone and spoke to people. You already are teaching. And yet you still, like, just described it as being in this infancy stage of the work that you want to do. And I think it's empowering me. It's inspiring me because it's like, at the end of the day, we're always, again, it's about the process. And we're always adding those new tools, that new wrench to our toolbox to build. And I think every time I hear you answer one of these questions, you drop another piece that you've added. And I think when I put the pieces of this conversation together so far, it's been, look at how I build up. You know, I think that's what really stands out to me so far and what we've been able to talk about. And so I really appreciate that.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, I do want to share this, right? Because within the continuation, of course, we can talk about skill set, skill set, skill set, skill set. But there's certain intangibles that you also can develop as well.
Okay.
Like being a better communicator, being able to articulate thought. Like, those are the sort of things that for me now, I've been spending a ton of time just learning about when it comes to public speaking, when it comes to just being able to be a good person and make sure that people feel me how I want to be felt, man. So that's, you know, more tools to the, more tools that are being added. But ultimately, that's really just been what it's been, man. And I'm never really trying to rest, to be honest.
100% Well, I think the, again, another thing that really stands out to me is the authentic way you show up. You've shown up in this conversation authentically. I think the things that I've read, the videos of yours that you've already put out that I've watched, you are that person in those videos. Like, you aren't a different person. You're not moving in a different way. Like, it feels very authentic to me and the work that you do. And part of that authenticity is, like, not just the passion, but I think this positive mindset that you have when, again, going back to a foundational moment of your life being traumatic, not allowing that to necessarily be something that puts you down, but something, again, that drives you. And so one of the things that we talked about in our DMs before we came on the show was mental health and the importance of mental health and overcoming adversity. And so I want to ask you, because this is the show about the missing pieces of these conversations, what do you think is missing from the conversation that we have around that overcoming adversity and around our mental health that we maybe are talking about but not talking about enough, or that we need to start talking about?
Initially, what I'd say to that question is what you expose yourself to, right? Like, say someone says, for instance, I want to get fit. I want to have a toned up body. And you go to McDonald's every day. Are you going to, you think you're going to get that result, Patrick?
I know you're just using me as a hypothetical, but you are also calling me out right now.
No.
You are not wrong. Hey. You are right on the mark. So, but I get you. I feel you.
You
I
get
feel
what
you.
I'm saying, though? Yeah. So when you think about that from a physical aspect, right? Transition that into your mental, right? What's on that feed when you're scrolling? What's in those music? What's in that music that you're listening to?
Yeah.
Are they talking about, I mean, I don't even want to, I don't see my subconscious in the way that I'm so intentional about it right now, Patrick, is I don't even want to repeat that, right?
Sure.
We all know what it can be. So to answer your question about mental health and what conversations are missing, just being mindful, thinking about, what am I putting in my brain? What am I putting in my body? What am I exposing my eyes to, my ears to? What am I saying out of my mouth? Who am I surrounding with? Who am I surrounded by? What are they saying to me? Are they fulfilling ultimately what I want to do and what I want to become? And then from that point, once you discover those sort of entities and aspects and you work your way backwards on who you see yourself as, I think the rest can take care of itself from that point. But initially, I think that's the missing piece, is honestly just waking up and being real with ourselves about who we want to be at the end of the day.
I love that. 100%. Has this always been something that you've been passionate about or been working on with yourself or just in general? Or is this something that you've kind of like come upon, this conversation specifically around mental health, your own and just in general?
Well, you know, I just continue to face like roadblocks, man.
Okay.
And, you know, like it gets to a point where it's like control what you can control, right? And I'll be the first one to tell you, I know you may not, you know, this is our first time really interacting, yeah, right? Yeah. But my audience and my supporters, man, they know that I used to love Travis Scott, man. Like,
okay,
I've seen him 5 times. I missed school to go take the train to see him, all of that, man. But it got to a point where the content of what he was mentioning and talking about was starting to feed into my actions and the way that I would speak to others and things of that sort, to where ultimately, as I mentioned with you, I want to be an influential person. When I was in second grade, I already had those sort of visions and those dreams.
Right.
So it's like I'm doing these things, but I'm not getting the results that I want. And I just continue to hit roadblock after roadblock, mental frustration after mental frustration. So it got to a point where I had to just think backwards, like, okay, what am I doing? What is going on right now? So to answer your question, man, it happened with me.
Yeah.
I had to heal me first, man. Seriously. And I'll be the first person to tell you, man, I know that from the outside, we talk about these accolades and we talk about all the different environments that God has blessed me to be in, man. But this has not been easy at all, man.
Right.
It's been a ton of sacrifice. So within that, in my conversation that I want to have on mental health is like the sacrifice that's needed to get the results that you want. Because people can see these people in these sort of positions, but it's like, nah, like let's uncover these layers. Let's peel back what's had to be let go of and what's had to be poured into to get to those places. Does that make sense?
100%. I really appreciate you sharing that and being vulnerable with us about that specific journey for yourself. Because one, that's something that I've been working on as well, is like this healing of yourself. You gotta, it starts with you. And like when people talk about it that way, I think there's this misperception that that's selfish to be like, oh, I have to work on myself. But you do have to work on yourself, because you have to be able, if you can't show up for yourself, you can't show up for the people in your life that need your support, that need your help, that need your love. And so when you can find the love for yourself and figure out that person that you want to be and start to make the changes or whatever it is that you need to do in your life to reach that point, that's really important. And that's the starting block. Like being able to recognize those traumatic, those foundational traumas or things that affect us at a core level. Like that's part of understanding who you are as a person, to be able to work backwards then. To the Travis Scott thing, I appreciate you sharing that, because I've come across with a similar situation with my favorite artist and band,
okay,
who have started to talk in ways that I'm like, that's not the way that I go. And luckily I've been aware enough that like to realize, okay, that's not necessarily that I need to vibe with. And there's a lot of this like, oh, well, you can still listen to their music and still appreciate what they do and like not like them as a person. And I get that to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's like, well, is that still serving me? Or is it something that's setting me back? Is that a roadblock, a barrier for me? And so like, if you want to do that, that's fine. I don't have no judgment towards you. But for me, as I work on myself, like I'm going to move in this other direction. And that removes a barrier for me to be able to go down that path. And then, oh my gosh, you got me going and now I'm like forgetting what I was going to go with.
Before you go
I wanted to chime
in on that, right? Because there's still similar instances where I'm like that as well, right? But the thing is, in what I'm ultimately, as I mentioned, infancy stage, man. So it just comes with that commitment and discipline to self in that ideal version that you see.
Right.
So it's like certain stuff is just like nip it in the bud,
yeah,
you know? So it's all a continuation, man. I'm not perfect. I hope that I am not trying to come off or have came off in that way at all. But
I don't think so.
Basically, keep going with what you got going on.
Yeah.
The self-awareness part of it is ultimately the first step, man.
Yeah.
So continue to go with that, and I know you'll be good to go, man.
Well, yeah. I appreciate that. And you triggered what I was trying to think of and forgot, which was you talked about what people see on social media or online is the finished product. And rarely do we ever see, or maybe it's becoming more common, but for the most part, we don't see the process that it's taken, the years of your journey or anyone's journey to get to that Instagram post, that piece of work that we are now sharing, whatever the content is, whatever it is that we've worked on. They don't know all of the things that it's taken, the sacrifice, to get to that point. And I think there is a lack of awareness around that particular topic, because that's something that I've had to deal with in my own life. Is like, I really want, for a while it was like this instant gratification of like, okay, like I did something really good and now I want people to be like, yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for me even, I was blinded to, or there was awareness gap of what my own work that it took to get to that point even. And so now if I'm sharing something and I don't recognize that process, other people aren't going to see it as well. So when I talk about living authentically and being authentically you, I think that comes out in your work. And I think that's so, so important. And I appreciate you sharing the backdrop of that, because it's not something that we always talk about. And it's not something that ever comes out if you don't sit down and have a conversation like this.
Yeah. No, thanks so much for sharing that insight. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to speak and kind of uncover some of those layers, right? The missing piece,
the layers, so the layers, yeah.
I'm here for it, for sure.
100%. Let's talk about the Driven Way.
Ooh.
I want to hear about how you decided, like, this is the business. Like, you've always been driven, but how you knew, like, this is going to be the business and what you got going on right now.
Well, you know, how I knew? Man, you asked some good questions, man.
Thank you.
Ultimately, I just felt that it was continuous tugs and pulls of what God was leading me to do, to be honest. I'd always known that I wanted to have my own marketing agency and to be able to provide those same skill sets that I provided for individuals, right, to larger corporations and companies.
Okay.
So, you know, within that, I think what that decision ultimately became in effect, you know, what made that decision come into effect was just a certain circumstances that I was in, you know, being here in Indianapolis, man, there's like no choice, man. Like, what else are we going to do? No,
sure.
You better use what you have. You better use your gifts, Demel.
Yep.
Let's go. Like, that's how I talk to myself.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that that's where, you know, the answer to that question lies, is just those continuous tugs and pulls and really just looking around and seeing the need for awesome stories to be told, man. There's like so many awesome businesses. There's so many awesome people that I've met within, you know, the 6 or 7 months that I've been intentional about going after it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just like, man, we need to get this story out, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, that's where, as I mentioned, I find that fun and passion in doing and telling, and I'm just going all in with it, man, and making something of it. So far it's been good.
I love it. Can you share a little bit about that first client that you had that was like, Demel, I love what you're doing and I want to bring Driven on to help us tell this story?
Mm. Well, the
if
first.
If you can share.
The
if
first,
you can share.
The first one I would say that was like, oh, snap, was the Jacksonville Jaguars. When I photographed week one of the 2022 NFL season, when they played at the Washington Commanders Stadium, I'd say that was probably the craziest one, where I was like, wow, man, I've been working so hard and just trying to get on that field, sitting on the couch with my father, telling him like, man, one day that's going to be me on the run out after the game when the quarterbacks are shaking their hands, to then being in that moment. It was just crazy, man, just crazy. And, you know, thankful and blessed that opportunity came. But I'd say for that first one, that was one of those ones where it was like, okay.
Did you realize it in the moment, like when you were like, as soon as you walked onto the field to start doing the work, or was it afterwards having done it that you were like, oh, snap?
You know, I think that's something that I still try to work on and process, to be honest. Like,
okay,
even in this moment, speaking with you about it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like, wow, that's happening. That's happened. That's happened. That's happened. So I can tell you, like, in the midst of being driven, being present is something else that I've been really working on doing. But, you know, while I'm in the moment, of course, I'm just continuing to trust my abilities and the gifts that I have.
Yeah.
And just continuing to be the best person that I can be in those moments. And then honestly, just trusting what I have and what I've spent time and development on to carry me through and then to carry me to whatever the next one is.
Carry yeah. me through and carry me too. I
That's
love that.
That's a bar, low key.
That is.
Woo!
100%. That's a bar. What is, like, what's your goal for this year with the Driven Way? Like, what or with Driven specifically? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish? What do you got going on?
Well, I'd say initially I would love to provide as much service as I can to the Indianapolis market, whether that's small business, whether that's big business, just in general, just using what I have in those entities and mm-hmm. voids that are currently in the market here from a marketing standpoint to fill that audience, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd say that's the main thing, continuing to connect with awesome individuals like yourself, man, and being able to build that community and build, you know, my people and build a new home, man. I'm here from Virginia, man. So as I mentioned, I'm less than a year in. So I'm just looking to make the most of it. So honestly, I'd say that's what, you know, the overarching goal is. And I'm really just thankful and blessed for the avenues and doors that have been opened so far, man. So
yeah,
it's been going well.
Any particular, how do you identify the right client for you?
Story.
Okay.
Who they are as a person, authenticity. If it's a, you know, just mission that I align with, man. I think that at the core of it, that's really what it is. Whether it's a real estate company or if it's a barbershop, you know, like whatever that is, I feel as if I've developed my skill set and have had enough experience to be able to provide that service that they need and reach their target audience and increase whatever their points of conversion are, whether that's sign-ups, sales, you know, conducting that newsletter, building that out, website development. Of course, we can go down the whole nine, right?
Yeah.
But whatever that product and industry is, I feel that I've developed enough skill and you know, marketing mind to provide that for them. Yeah.
For sure. So if you got the right story, hit up Damel. He's going to help you out. He's going to help you tell that story and help you convert. All right. As we get ready to kind of wind down here, one of the things that I wanted to touch on was just the diversity of offering that Driven does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you not only do the marketing aspect of it, but you have your own merch line. You do all kinds of different things with it.
Yeah.
You are also starting to, well, okay, actually, tell me about the merch. Tell me about these other offerings that you yeah. have with Driven.
So as I mentioned, it's just a continuation and expression at the core of it, right? So fashion is something that I've always been passionate about, have always had a love for since literally I was a kid, man. Like, I had Jordan 14 as soon as I came out the womb, like literally, bro. No lie. So that's something that's always been a part of me, right? So within that, I've just used my brand and the overall missions and values that I have of helping others be the best that they can be and implementing that in a creative way, the same way how I do with my marketing strategies for other businesses, and bringing that into my own personal brand as well and tailoring that to, you know, ultimately the message that I want to get across. So, you know, recently, the Everything in Motion collection was the last one that we did. And, you know, within that, Everything in Motion is exactly what it is, man. Like, whatever it is you have going, despite whatever is in front of you, everything in motion.
Everything in motion.
Yep. So, you know, that's what the merch is about, man. So 2024 can definitely expect some things with merch coming up soon. But we're just going, man, the Driven Way.
I love it. Well, I'm going to definitely be copping some of that new collection when it comes out. And then as you talk about, you know, everything is so connected. It's so cohesive. It builds upon each other. And it's all part of, whether it's professional or personal, like, it all feeds into each other in some way. And you dropped some exclusive on us before we hopped on mic. That some of your recent videos featured some new stuff that people don't even know about yet. So can you tell people what you've been starting to tease out for the folks?
Yeah. So within 2024, right, I've just felt that tug and pull to express myself in a new way. So with that, if you go back and look at the previous two posts, the Times Square post, and in addition to that, the All-Star post, man, All-Star was awesome too, by the way.
All-Star was dope.
Ton of fun working with Jordan Brand for that. Should not have plugged that, but we'll see.
Cut it if you need.
But you know, the music is another continuation. As I mentioned, as a second grader, I said I wanted to be an NBA player and I wanted to be a rapper. So That's what's to come, man. Just expressing that. Don't necessarily know what's to come with it, but as I mentioned, just a continuation of expression and just providing the gifts that I have.
What's it been like to step in the booth and start to live into that second grade dream?
It's been fun. I'd say it's been different too. You know, a lot of the times when I explore my musical creative abilities, it's through freestyling, man. Just sitting in the car, riding down the road and turning the beat on and just, you know, rapping. But I think within the development of my mind and my ability to articulate thought and vision, you know, verbally through communication, and when I'm able to write that down and intentionally be artistic with that over instrumentals, it's been a ton of fun, man. So the times where I've done it, I'll tell you, I've been super pleased with the way that I've been able to articulate how I feel and in the present moments with life and where I'm at and where I'm going into those creations, man. So it's been a ton of fun to do.
When can we expect that first EP drop, that first single drop? When's the album coming out?
It sounds crazy for you to even say that. I'd say definitely 2024, though.
Okay.
I got something coming up for 2024.
Excited for it. We are where we always been recording for 2024 here in Roundtable, recording in Broad Ripple. So you might have to come by. There's been some people come in and make some hits here. So just a little plug for Roundtable. Put that on the socials.
I love it.
Damel, it's been a literal privilege and honor to have you here and have this conversation with you, to get you to know you a little bit more. Getting through literal adversity today to get into the studio to record this conversation. Before we let you go, how do people find you? How do we support you for the rest of 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, well, I'd say DamelBolden.com is where you can get in touch with me. That's pretty much my digital ecosystem for all of these things that we talked about over the past tenure that we've just been speaking. But in addition to that, my Instagram is at DamelBolden. My marketing agency, that handle is at Made by Driven. And then also the podcast is at The Driven Way, which we had mentioned about. So that's where everything with me can be housed and found. Of course, I'm also on LinkedIn, also on TikTok, pretty much anywhere that, you know, digital stories and creations are made, I'm there. If you just search Damel Bolden, DemelBolden, you will find me, and I'd love to connect and see how we can explore opportunities to collaborate. So that's where I'm at, man.
Hell yeah. Well, for everybody out there listening or watching, we're going to have all of Damel's stuff linked in the show notes so you can click it real easy, but you know where to find him now, at Damel Bolden, DamelBolden.com. That's where you're going to find everything that he's working on. Man, I appreciate you so much for coming through here. Thank you so much.
Thanks a ton. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
I appreciate you. Literally said, hey, we might be in a minor fender bender, but we're getting in the studio. And that means a lot to me, because you could have taken it easy. We could have rescheduled and I would have been okay with that. Just glad to know you're okay.
Yes, sir. It's the Driven Way, right?
The Driven Way. Drove right into the studio. Oh, man, I appreciate it. For everybody else out there, you know, new episodes of this show drop every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Make sure you go to conversationpeacepod.com to find all of our previous episodes. 2023 archives coming soon. I promise you that. Merch coming soon, probably. I don't know. We're having conversations about that, so we're going to make that happen,
cop
too.
Cop that merch.
Cop that merch. What else do we have? At Conversation Peace Pod. Wait, no. At Conversation Pod Peace on Instagram if you want to follow along. Got some cool stuff happening over there. And we have some really incredible conversations just like this one coming up the rest of this month, next month, and beyond. Remember, 2024 is the year of the nap. Until next time, I have been the titular Patrick, and this has been Conversation Peace. See y'all soon.